Now, tomorrow marks the first anniversary of the savage killing of the Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi and the end of the entire political structure that he'd built up over his more than 40 years in power. Over the past 12 months, Libya has begun the long, slow process of building a new political structure. But it's still very much work in progress, given that there's no effective government control over the whole of the country. In many areas, militias and tribal leaders have filled the vacuum. The city of Misrata saw some of the fiercest fighting during the anti-Gaddafi revolt, and this week fighters from Misrata have been in the forefront of an assault against the neighbouring town of Bani Walid, which still shelters some supporters of the late Colonel Gaddafi. Our Middle East editor Jeremy Bowen is in Misrata, and he watched as the casualties from this latest battle arrived at the city's hospital.
In Misrata, hundreds of men watch and worry as wounded fighters are shuttled into the hospital. This city, which regards itself as the leader of the Libyan revolution, is the driving force behind attacks on supporters of Colonel Gaddafi, who've been sheltered by its neighbour and rival, the town of Bani Walid. And they're fighting back.
More wounded arriving now in the back of a yellow ambulance. The crowd's pushed forward to try and see if they know the people or to see what the injuries are. It's coming through on a stretcher. I can't quite see the wounds. The crowd outside the hospital is getting excited now because a rumour is going round that their forces have entered Bani Walid. A lot of emotion here. A lot of men with red-rimmed eyes. I think that a lot of them are reliving what they went through last year at the moment.
We find a lot of things from the war, you know, and they try to change this material to another meaning about love, about peace.
The artist Mohammed bin Lamin shows me a sculpture of a dancing, maimed figure that he's made from twisted bullet casings. War, revolution, and imprisonment dominate his work. Not long after the prisoners escaped from the notorious Abu Slim jail in Tripoli last year, after the fall of Colonel Gaddafi, I saw an elaborate mural about freedom he'd drawn on the wall of his cell. Libya still has more guns than people, but Mohammed believes democracy will work here.
With all this women, there's not a lot of problems. When you think about how many women, you know...
You're saying it could be much worse here?
Yeah.
Because here in Misrata, you don't see the weapons very much.
Yeah.
But everybody's got them, right?
Yes.
Have you got a gun?
Yeah.
You've got one too?
Yeah, still with me, yeah.
A Kalashnikov?
Kalashnikov, as the rebel, because I have to keep my family.
So in Libya, you need protection, you need to have a gun.
It's not just to ask Libya to come democratic, you know, it's not like that for us, you know. It's not easy. You have to deal about what Gaddafi done in Libya, the war, the revolution. Looks like they come back from the hell, you know.
One man here in Misrata told me that everyone has a Kalashnikov and an RPG rocket launcher in the boot of his car. But it's not cool, he said, to carry them openly anymore. Except when it's time to fight. Or party. A few people have come to their windows to try to check out what's going on, but most others are just strolling around the streets. Looks like they're used to celebrations through gunfire still here in this town. Libya's biggest problem a year after Colonel Gaddafi's savage death is security. The militias who fought the Gaddafis and others that have sprung up since are still the real power in the land. As Mohammed Bala, a businessman in Misrata, told me, the underlying problem is that there's no effective central government.
If we want to give these weapons back, to whom we should give it? So until, you know, a proper government is being put in place, and I think it will happen, by the way, because the people inside, they wanted to have a good elected government, Ministry of Defense, and to form a national army to give back these weapons. We have a nice country, we have a lot of resources, you know, all the recipes of Libya to be a very good country is there. I'm not only banking about the oil results, I'm banking on the people themselves.
Libya, according to one Miss Roughton, was like a bottle of cola that had been shaken for 42 years of Gaddafi's rule. When the top came off, a lot of built-up grievances and rivalries poured out. But that should be measured against a democratic election that went more smoothly and peacefully than anyone expected. The politicians, though, are struggling to form a government, so the militias and tribal leaders fill the gap. The interim defence minister, Osman al-Juwayli, says they just need time.
The discussions between the various political blocs is a kind of a new experience for Libyans. It is something promising, in spite of the difficulties. It is just like a toddler who's taking baby steps, who would stumble and then stand and so on, until eventually they learn how to walk properly.
Misrata TV dwells on the fight against the old regime, not on Libya's new challenges. The big problem for Libyan Democrats is that time is not elastic. Misrata, fierce and proud of its fight against the Gaddafis, already feels like a city-state. The longer Libya's Democrats take, the bigger the splits will become between tribes, towns, and the civil war's winners and losers.
Our Middle East editor, Jeremy Bowen, reporting from the Libyan city of Misrata.